On the show last night, I talked to Ibrahim Rasool, former Premier of the Western Cape, former ambassador to Washington, in his role as chair of the professional arm of Western Province Rugby. He is upset with Zelt Marais, the president of the union, who are the 100% stakeholders, the owners of the professional arm. He says the actions of Zelt Marais have been counterproductive, they've been costly, they're causing a cash crisis, and they are contrary to the agreement reached between the Western Province Rugby Union and SARU as to how they were going to proceed in terms of the commercial structure of the game. He was very blunt in his criticisms of Zelt Marais. Well, Zelt Marais joins me now, right of reply for the Western Province Rugby President. Zelt, a very good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Mike, good afternoon, good evening to you, and good afternoon to your listeners. Are you well this evening?
I'm very well, but I was very disturbed by what I heard last night. It does seem Western Province Rugby is still deep in its crisis. Are you the man to blame for that?
No, not at all. You know, we are actually from Western Province Union, the shareholder. We are actually very disappointed in terms of what has been aired out there in the public. I think there are a lot of issues and constructive things that we need to sit down in the meeting, and the clubs in general are very upset about what is being played out there in the media, being the ultimate shareholders of Western Province Rugby Football Union, to the extent they are reserving their rights on a lot of issues at the moment on the matter.
But wasn't there agreement? Wasn't there something agreed between you, SARU, and the professional arm? This is the way we're going to go forward. This is the commercial deal. Then you reportedly pulled the rug on that.
No, Mike, you see, and that is where the facts all get distorted, actually. There was a SARU advisory committee form, and the advisory committee was specifically almost on my request, actually, within from Western Province Rugby. And the facts behind this matter, currently there is not enough expertise within the Western Province Rugby Executive Committee on the ANC. And there are certain issues that are just being pushed through, in terms of even to the extent where we have employed commercial advisors, and there's people actually that ignoring the advice of the commercial advisors, even to the extent where they've told the clubs they will accept it, but when it matters to the most, actually, then those commercial advisors being ignored completely. And as a president, I have the duty, and if I do see duty, to ensure that we do things probably correctly and in the best interest to optimize the assets of the union at all times. And as you said, the assets purely belong to the union, does not belong to the professional arm. And we do acknowledge that the company is fully belongs to the Western Province Rugby Football Union. But I think we need to respect the governance structures of each party. So those assets and whatever deal actually gets done by the Western Province Rugby Union. On SARU's side, the facts of the matter are that we had a term sheet way back going in April of this year, where from our commercial advisors had sent status our term sheet to say this is what we want. With all the track changes in, we also send them a clean term sheet back. They came back to us with a PDF term sheet signed and shoved it under notice to say we must sign it. We asked them nicely, please provide us with a term sheet with the track change so we can follow through what track changes you've made so we can see this, yes, we accept or reject it. Their response is actually, commercially, we don't deal like this, actually. It's not accepted practice to send back track changes. And that's not within the fact that we gave them our track changes. And that then so we didn't accept the term sheet.
Zelt, I have to interrupt you there. That just sounds such a small and petty issue for the whole thing to unravel on, whether they gave you track changes or not. For the commercial structure of Western Province Rugby to ride on that seems outrageous.
Mike, there are material changes they made to the agreement, actually. Very material changes in terms of it. Extremely, of course. And our commercial advisors rejected that term sheet that they gave to us. I'll try to say that this is not the way that you conduct at the business. So we went on the strength of our commercial advisors purely on that.
But that doesn't that depend on who your commercial advisors are? Because those advisors have changed as we go along, and one group may say one thing and one group may say the other. Commercial advisors are just that. They're advisors. They're not absolute sources of authority.
Mike, the issue is very material in terms of what actually happened, and maybe I should put it out there, actually. What subsequently happened, even status gave us even a subsequent term sheet. I know we are under, actually, and there are material issues in there on the there. And if we unpack the deal, we don't want to do actually, and even from a Saudi side, and our clubs being the general counsel, even didn't accept it because the due diligence was still outstanding. The feasibility is also not complete, far from completed also.
Aren't we facing, this has been analysed for years, as the problem of an essentially amateur body, the Western Province Rugby Union, which is run by clubs, which is an enormous diaspora, not an effective administrative body, and you're trying to run professional rugby, which demands a franchise business attitude, and the two don't meet?
Mike, I think, and that is where we got this, going to actually, the union run the union's affairs. The professional almost got a board that runs the affairs in terms of it. So there's no interference from the union into the operations of the professional arm. Nothing at all.
But there is in terms of this foundation agreement, which professional arm needs.
No, the agreement belongs to the union. It's got nothing to do with the professional arm. You need to separate the two. The professional arm is one legal entity called Western Province Professional Rugby Pty Limited. Then you've got Western Province Rugby Football Union, which is an association not for gain. So it's two separate legal entities with its own governance structures, its own executive, and the board has separate things. So
you're the 100% shareholder, aren't you?
We are the, but of course you've got a board there that runs the affairs of the professional arm.
But they're saying that you, as the shareholder, are not behaving in their interests or in the interests of rugby union generally. That's what they're saying.
But then they must be specific. Actually, we actually probably am finding that very difficult to understand actually what is. There is no interference from the union side in terms of running the affairs of Western Province professional rugby.
Zelt, a very specific accusation made by Bramasul is you wear too many hats. You have too much authority, that it's bad governance, that that so much power is vested in you. What's your response to that?
Mike, I think we need to be more specific on it. Actually, myself being the president of Western Province Rugby Football Union, when our CEO left in 2019, my proposal was to EXCO at the time that we form an interim CEO committee, the same as we had in the company at the time in terms of it. EXCO actually said that we have a general manager in place actually, that myself actually wears, it's required actually that I assume the role of the acting CEO until such time as we appoint the CEO. Now, from an operational point of view, it was basically there in name and where the constitution requires us to do or sign anything. That is when I actually, but from an operational point of view, I would do absolutely nothing in terms of it, because our previous CEO did also nothing when it came to the operation, actually. So why would you make it different now, actually? So because the constitution required us to have that in there, actually, we had to appoint somebody, because from time to time, there are certain documents that need to be signed under the name of the CEO at that point. Similarly, with the chairman of finance, I've been the chairman of finance from the union, probably, actually, and we assigned that duty when we had the EXCO to a specific person, and the person says, no, he's too busy, actually. EXCO again also actually say that seeing that I have retired from my job, or shall I say early retired, actually, that I have the time on my hand, actually, to do it. And that is what they're calling about the hats.
They're saying you are the president, you are the CEO, and you're the chairman of the finance committee.
No. As I said, I'm not the CEO. We've got an acting CEO in the company, the separate CEO in the company, because that the roles was. I was never ever the CEO in the company part. Never ever. I was serving on the interim committee on there.
Okay, so what's the way forward? We want to see a successful Stormers, a successful Western Province. We want to see a good move to the Cape Town Stadium. We want the clubs, once COVID allows, to be up and running and well-funded. We want rugby to be prosperous in this community because it's a big deal.
Mike,
what's the way forward?
Mike, we are almost there. We are close there. The union is busy optimizing itself. I mean, it's sad, actually, there is a term sheet that got signed. So we are a bit shackled, but we are working on something from there, actually, and we will actually do everything in our power to make sure actually that Western Province become a global leader in the thing. And COVID has actually pulled down a lot of stuff, and the professional arm actually is as a result where we could not sell season tickets and sweep the oldest tickets and thing, which wiped out about almost 40% of your income, of your revenue in it. So COVID was a big factor in the company, in the See, and the union has already invested about 90 million rand into the company also. So it's not to say that the union has union has taken money that was earmarked for clubs and for schools and put it in the professional arm. So there's a big, and the clubs is very reluctant to invest more. And I pleaded to the clubs 2 weeks ago, actually, we don't have the money now, but let us create a facility for it and things.
Can you and Ibrahim Rasool work together? Because clearly you need to work together.
No, of course I want to work together. I've actually tried to actually phone Ibrahim Rasool about it over 2 weeks ago to discuss us about getting our more expertise and putting in the strategic advisory committee. I don't know, but Mr. Rasool don't want to answer my calls. He don't want to return my phone calls. And I did report it to the clubs. And I've asked him, actually, I need some guidance from you now, actually, because I am the one that actually reaches out to everybody all the time.
So we're going to leave it there. I do appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on. He's the president of the Western Province Rugby Union. I found that a difficult conversation in terms of feeling optimistic about where we're going with Western Province.